Think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Oh, Nigel Dettelbach is going to ease us into Christmas, Leslie. Leslie. Lindsay. I'm running on empty.
I've gotten that my whole life.
Have you?
I have.
Leslie.
Leslie.
And Leslie was my dear friend, Town Center Pharmacy. And, you know, she keeps me so healthy, and yet people say, but she died.
But happens to all of us,
yes,
at some point.
There was no way the bioidentical hormones and the alkaline water were going to put that off. No, we're good, but okay, Joey Pals, crank it up a little bit. I'm sorry, Nigel. Well, this is Andy Williams. What's the name of the song, Lindsay?
Gosh, I never thought of it having a name.
Keep listening. For toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of It's a wonderful time of the year.
Yes.
Thank goodness. There's most wonderful. Thank you, Nigel. How are the puppies? They're for sale, Joey Pals. I read where they euthanized 3 female cougars that were in somebody's tree. I couldn't even read the article.
Oh.
But all witches have cats, so you know what's at home at my house. Can't put a Christmas bell on him, can't do anything. Okay, Joey Pals, here is my DOHC star, Dr. Lindsay, or Leslie, Valenzuela. Wonder why Leslie, what's your middle name?
I don't have one. Well, I didn't have one until I got married, and then my maiden name became my middle name.
Isn't that funny?
It's so. I don't know if Lindsay just wasn't a popular name when I was a kid.
Do you know when people misunderstand me on the phone or a text or voicemail and I say it's Joey English, the first name, the only name they ever think I've said is Kelly.
Kelly.
And I don't think Kelly, the K and the J, don't. But honest to gosh, they say Kelly. And I said, no. Isn't that funny? It's always Kelly.
That is strange.
So Lindsay, Leslie, whoever the
Cindy.
Heck you are.
I get Cindy a lot.
From Lindsay. I can hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. We are in the 91st week of the word pandemic. You start us off with the good news and the bad news, and we'll save the Joey Pal questions for the medicine chest.
All right. Well, we'll talk about, I like putting things in a positive spin.
I like that too.
So, of course, everybody's very concerned about the Omicron variant of COVID-19. But I think the positive is we're starting to learn so much more about it. By this time, by a month from now, we'll know so much more. But we're starting to learn a lot about how the vaccines interact with that variant. So some good news.
Okay.
Everybody 18 and over who had Moderna or Pfizer 6 months ago or had Janssen or Johnson & Johnson 2 months ago is encouraged and able to get a booster.
You keep telling me I got to get over there.
You got to get over there. And here's a good reason.
Okay.
Pfizer found that the use of 3 doses of their vaccine was as effective against Omicron as 2 doses was effective for the original strain.
Okay.
So this tells us we really need to get everybody who's eligible, who's already done their primary series, in for a booster.
So the third shot is effective against the Omicron.
Just as the first two were against the original strain. And we're actually finding some information about illness and infection rates for people who have gotten the booster. So you can reduce your chances of an infection by getting a booster by tenfold, severe illness by up to 22-fold, and reduce your risk of death by 15-fold. So those are all really good reasons to get in, to find somewhere to get your booster. Because it not only means you have a lower chance of getting infected, being seriously ill, or dying from Omicron.
Okay. That's good news. I don't understand it, but...
It's good news, but, you know, I think we also need to remember that there are still quite a few people who have not received their primary vaccination. Oh. We also know that the vast majority of variants in the U.S. are Delta. So
yes.
We're talking a lot about Omicron. Omicron's something we're not really sure how much of the positivity rate is going to go towards Omicron. But right now, Delta is still the most prominent. And we do know the vaccines work against that. So we need
but
to
But let me ask
in.
You this. You said in a month, we'll know a lot more about Omicron, Pi, Rho, Sigma, Tau, Upsilon. By then, will we be into another variant?
It's possible. Huh. You know, the more it can circulate... the more you have mutations.
And say that again. The more a variant circulates, and Omicron can really circulate.
It can. It's considered to be more transmissible than Delta.
The more
you have an opportunity for mutations. So, you know, there's theories that Omicron actually started in a single person who had a very large viral load and it allowed time to mutate.
Oh, my gosh.
So this is a reason we really need to not only vaccinate, but also go back to what we know. Mask, social distance, stay home if you're sick. If you can wear a mask when you're out shopping at the supermarket, it's probably not a bad idea.
Gosh.
And we're in the holiday season, right? So last year we saw a big surge in January after the holiday season.
But we didn't have all these.
We didn't have vaccines. So what will it look like this year? We really don't know. We're still seeing people coming in, getting tested at our sites at Desert Oasis Healthcare and coming back positive.
Gosh.
But
with very few symptoms, though.
We have a lot of people coming in for exposure. They've been exposed to somebody positive.
Yes.
They test positive.
But with few symptoms?
When you're vaccinated, yes, that's what we're seeing.
How's the hospital load?
The hospital load in Riverside County has... stabilized quite a bit. We, as Desert Oasis, have fewer patients in the hospital with COVID, which is good. I think some of that might be because we are offering a lot of treatments right now. So
yes.
Not only do we offer the vaccines, but we also offer the use of monoclonal antibodies.
Yes. Monoclonal. Is that, you and I've talked about this before. Is that what's in the mother's? No, that's mitochondrial DNA.
Yes, so women,
what's the word?
Women carry mitochondrial DNA.
Mitochondrial DNA, and we're talking about monoclonal antibodies. Okay.
So essentially, these injections are giving somebody already existing antibodies. So they don't have to, it's not a vaccine where the vaccine causes their body to create antibodies. They're in their system as soon as you infuse it, ready to fight infection.
But you can't start these treatments until you have COVID, is that right?
If you've been exposed to somebody who's positive, you still can come in and do what's called post-exposure prophylaxis. Okay. And we have two different types of monoclonal antibodies that can be used for that.
I need a bracelet or something on my phone that goes ding, 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 you've been exposed, ding, 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 because otherwise how would you have the time to go get tested to see if you've been exposed?
Well, I think people know they've been exposed because somebody tells them, hey, I was with you 2 days ago and today mm-hmm. I tested positive.
But Jackie Donnell's our restaurant of the week, you know, and she's got hundreds of people. Elmer's is so busy, it's unbelievable. I mean, she could technically, people, how are they going to know? It's just mind-boggling.
It's incumbent upon people to inform others when they've been around them. But you're right, in a busy restaurant scenario, I think a lot of people who test positive are thinking about friends and family members. They're thinking about the people they had, you know, breakfast with at Elmer's, but not Elmer's itself.
Right.
Yes, it is difficult.
And you could be walking around and have no symptoms and be, oh, never mind. Now I'm depressed.
We're getting into the weeds.
Yes. Okay, more good. Give me some good news.
Some good news.
We've talked about all we're learning about the Omicron. We're learning our Greek alphabet. The more variants in circulation, the more mutations you can get. We've talked about the hospital load is down, and there are lots of great new treatments. And we've talked about the fact that you can start a treatment after you've been exposed. Okay.
More good news. We're seeing lots of kids ages 5 to 11 come in for their vaccinations. And we have yet to see a rise in serious side effects from those. So that's really exciting. I think it's encouraging. Some people have waited to get their kids vaccinated to see how everybody's doing.
Yes.
And thus far, everything seems to be going well. So we have, in the state of California, we have 17% of the eligible 5 to 11-year-olds who have gotten at least one dose.
5 to 11?
So that's far lower than I think we want to see. We have lots of vaccine. I know I've heard some stories from other areas in the state where they have waiting lists for vaccinations, boosters, kids' vaccines.
Really?
But Desert Oasis does not. We are available every day.
Okay, no waiting.
No waiting at Desert Oasis.
Your table is ready.
We're ready. You can schedule an appointment at mydohc.com.
And you just drive through, don't you? For the booster, do you have to go
in? You have to come in. Okay. We still want to keep you there and watch you for 15 minutes and make sure everything works out okay. But you can get your flu shot while you're in there. And
a vodka
dose.
Shot. I want a vodka shot of vodka, too.
No vodka shots, but we do have lollipops.
Yes, and Band-Aids. Cute Band-Aids.
I know. Well, the cute Band-Aids have not lured you over there
I know.
Yet,
I keep forgetting. I feel wonderful.
And we want to keep it that way.
Yeah, and I'm so busy. I mean, it's a good thing. Jackie Donnell is here on a pass because Elmer's is so packed on Saturday mornings. Okay. More good news. We got a little more time in this segment. More good news.
More good news. Well, there's some reports about the idea of home COVID tests.
Yes.
And some people have voiced concern over the fact that the government isn't really being made aware of those positive tests. But I think the good news for us in the U.S. is that we have so many available to us. And I encourage people to continue to test when they have a concern about being positive. There are 10 approved tests in the U.S.
Home COVID tests.
COVID tests.
Where do you get them?
You can get them at your local pharmacies. Some of the grocery stores have them.
Do they have the same propensity for a false positive that a pregnancy test does?
You know,
that's not funny, Joey. Quiet. Sorry.
The tests are really, if you are exposed to somebody who's positive and you're not feeling any symptoms, there is a higher risk of false negatives.
Yeah.
So if you're not symptomatic and you've been exposed, it might be a good idea to go ahead and come in. We do testing at Desert Oasis.
How long does it take to get the result?
They can do a rapid in about 20 minutes.
Do you have to pay for that at DOHC?
No.
No. Joey Pals, did you hear that? And you don't have to be a member of DOHC.
You don't. Our goal is to serve the entire community. And that's true for vaccines, for monoclonal antibodies, for testing. We really want to make sure that our community is safe, well-informed,
yes,
taken care of. If you like your experience, that's another reason to look into the possibility of being one of our members. But this is certainly something that we want to have a hand in taking care of everyone.
We're talking to our pretty pharmacist. We have two. We have Dr. Brian Hodgkins, whom we love and adore, and we have the pretty one. And we're going to take her picture so that you can see it on my website, Joey Pals. This will all be up on joeyenglish.com. Okay, if you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.